I read the scripture over a number of times and realized that there were two parts here. The first part speaks of suffering, being beaten, and how sometimes we are beaten for, punished for, have to take the consequences of things that we do that are wrong. And when we suffer for what we've done wrong, that's no great surprise. We expect that. That's the way the world is. But when we suffer for things that we've done right, we feel that that's not just. It is not just. But that's the way the world is too. Frequently we suffer when things are not just, when they're not fair, when they're not equal, when they're not equitable, when they're not right. But then Peter turns the argument, the discussion, away from the worldly ways to godly ways. Amen. He speaks of Christ and His steps, the way He served as our shepherd, the way He dealt with injustice, the way He dealt with suffering, the way He dealt with pain, the way He was willing to not just give His life, but to sacrifice His comfort, His time, His peace, His patience, His honor, all that we might have an example of God's love, even through death. Can we, in fact, walk in His steps? To walk in the steps of the Good Shepherd? Can we live as He would live? It was real popular there for a while to have bumper stickers and such that said, WWJD, what would Jesus do? And then there came out one that said, what would Jesus drive? And some other silly things. But it's a good question. What would Jesus do if He were in our situation? How would Jesus walk if He were on our path? How would Jesus deal with the struggles that we have to deal with? The losses, the pain, the injustice, the unfairness, the unkindness, the difficulties. Can we walk in His steps? Can we be like Him? I was taking the dog out for a walk this morning, and it was a little chilly. Wasn't expecting it to be quite so cool. And, of course, being a sled dog, Rosie likes to pull. And I have to hold on sometimes to keep up with her. And I began to think again about the scripture. Can I follow in Jesus' steps? Can I keep up? Can I go where He leads me? Can I follow His example? And then I began to think about Bethel, the wonderful church, the wonderful family we have here. The expression that I heard when I first came to the church and was surprised at how many men were so involved in the worship. Bubba, we are Bethel. Come on. We are Bethel. We are men. All right. Jesus was a man. And yet He acted in ways that we might not think of as particularly manly. He chose to shepherd rather than to rule. He chose to care for rather than to demand. He chose to take the pain from people rather than inflicting it on them. He chose to fulfill the law rather than enforce it. He could have been the conquering king. He could have thrown the Romans out of Jerusalem. He could have demanded that all knees bow to Him and with armies of angels at His disposal, forced all to bow to Him. And yet He chose not to do that. He chose instead to offer an example of sacrifice. to be willing to humble himself that we might have that example. To be willing to suffer himself that we might have hope. To be willing to take the injustice that we might have mercy. Because if we get what we deserve, none of us deserve very much. If we are to come before the judge with no advocate, then we're in serious trouble. Yet he chose to be there for us, to help us, to comfort us, to give us his peace, his joy, and his love at the cost of his own peace and joy. For that moment, for that time, for that suffering, for that sacrifice, we have the promise of eternal salvation. What a promise. Can we walk in his steps? Can we be the kind of shepherd that he was to his, that he is to his flock? Can we follow that example? Or do we want to hold on to the power and the right and the authority? Are we men or are we sheep? Or are we wolves in sheep's clothing? Can we be like the shepherd? No, none of us can live up to his example. None of us can make that ultimate sacrifice the way he did. None of us is without sin, without blemish, without, what's the scripture say, without deceit. But we try. We make the effort. We look for that ideal. We seek to be better. We seek to find moments when we can humble ourselves, when we can be more Christ-like, when we can step away from the worldly way and come back to the divine way, the Christian way, sometimes the simple way, walking in Christ's footsteps, following his example, being like him. Amen.